A glimpse into the lives of artists, authors, and influencers. Discussing sincere moments, shareable stories, and unfiltered memories. Let's take a snapshot with Michael Spurlock. So you've recently been hired as a pastor to shepherd All Saints, knowing that the church is going to close. What were some of the issues that you faced when you first entered upon the steps of All Saints?
Well, one of the truth of the matter is I wasn't sent to close the church. I was sent to go see if there was any alternative to selling the church. And when I got there, and we did the math, literally, numbers of people attending the church in opposition to the amount of debt the church had, which was at the time I arrived was $850,000 mortgage with a $5,500 a month interest only payment,
right,
plus all the other expenses that the church incurred month after month, water, electricity, gas, etc. By the time I arrived, 25 people, it didn't add up. We had $10,000 in the bank. I arrived in the summer of 2007, and we thought we'll be broke by December, and we'll be running a serious deficit every month thereafter. What we need to do is sell the property in the church, liquidate the debt, use any profit or proceeds off the sale to replant the church from scratch. And maybe we would rent a storefront or something along those lines and just try to make another go at it. What we would be doing is just going back to square one in the life of that church.
Did you find that you also faced obstacles pertaining to the people and the members of that community?
There was isolated resistance to the notion of selling. Maybe two people who really resisted. But what I did, we were very transparent about it. We had a meeting of the parish. I walked them through our financial situation. I explained to them that churches just don't grow, at least our church, we didn't think would grow fast enough to outpace the deficit that we would begin incurring. We weren't going to receive enough assistance from the diocese to make up the difference. It was regrettable, but the writing was on the wall. Mm-hmm. It didn't necessarily mean that our congregational life would end, that it's going to look radically different, and it's probably going to be pretty scruffy for a while. So it wasn't an inspiring picture, but I was also trying to inspire them in that we'll make a go of it. We'll go somewhere else. We'll just start from scratch and we'll do it again. And the response to that was, well, I guess it's inevitable. We just have to do this. So it was more surrender than resistance. But I don't think anybody, was really inspired at the prospect, our future prospects.
Considering everything that has been going on, the church was at a decline. Mm-hmm. You are new to the community. Did you ever think that you would have gotten an influx of refugees just at that moment, the time when you really needed it?
No, none of us were. We had begun thinking, you know, when we leave this property, we're going to not have the burdens of maintaining a building. And building maintenance is no mission anyway. Just keeping the building going that's the kiss of death, in my opinion. Building maintenance is not a mission. The mission is out in the world. Bringing Christ to bear in your own community. And so we had begun talking about, you know, when we get to our new place, we need to start looking outside ourselves in how we're going to make a difference. You know, what we were saying is, does anybody care that All Saints even exists? And we need to make sure that they do, that it matters that we're in the community. It matters for the sake of the gospel that we're here. But nobody was talking about taking on what would prove to be, well, would seem to us, an overwhelming refugee ministry. But that's what God had in mind for us.